today is different. And many of us have known that from as far back as we can actually remember. Some of us grew up in families that made sure that today felt different from every other day of the year. Some of us were not allowed to listen to the radio, even watch TV. Some of us were not allowed to fill the day with laughter, or roughhousing, or play dates with friends. And no meat, of course. And fasting on top of that. Even the weather seemed to be different. All clouds and cold and wind and gloom. At least that's the way I remember it, from maybe some false memories. And of course, it was also the only day we went to church smack dab in the middle of the day. Yes, today is different. It came undone so fast. One minute Jesus is riding into town to shouts of adoration, and the next, he's, well, you know. We just heard what happened next. Even our liturgy today is different. Last night it was full of music and pageantry and joy and compassion and every Catholic thing imaginable. And today, well, today is different. Somber, quiet, sorrowful, bare. Yes, today is unlike any other day in our church calendar. It certainly was for Jesus. We don't know what his life was like as a young person, but it might have been somewhat ordinary and drama-free. At least as ordinary as it can be, given who he was and is. But even as an adult, those few years with his mission, when it went public, the years of healing and teaching and storytelling, there wasn't too much trouble. Now, don't get me wrong, there were some rumblings, and a few confrontations, and a threat or two. But for the most part, what we have recorded in Scripture paints a picture of some pretty incredible years. Years in which more and more people sought him out, wanting to know who he was and what he was all about. And then the betrayal of a close friend, a follower. We don't really know for sure exactly why Judas chose that path. Greed, possibly. Fear, probably some of that. Confusion, self-preservation, disappointment, impulsiveness. More than likely, allowing Satan to put false doubt in his head. Who knows? All we do know is that the path Judas chose set Jesus on a different path from what others thought would happen. Led him to come face to face with his true destiny. God himself would now experience the fullest consequences of our broken world, our sinful humanity. Yes, today is different. But in that difference, we must ask ourselves, are we different because of it? Jesus showed us what true nonviolence looks like. Does that make us want to be people who work tirelessly for peace? Jesus showed us what true compassion looks like. Do we want to show empathy and give comfort more than ever? Jesus showed us what true courage looks like. Do we want to do the difficult thing in life or only take the easiest path? Jesus showed us what true forgiveness looks like. Are we willing to let go of all our grudges and give people a second chance and a third and a fourth? And Jesus, of course, showed us what true love looks like and the power it contains. Do we want to love more or less than we ever have before? You see, if the things we remember this day and the things we believe because of this incredible story and the community of faith that rose from it don't change us on the inside, then what's it all for? Why call Jesus Lord at all? Why say that we are his followers? But if this greatest story ever told actually makes us want to be more like Jesus and do the things that Jesus did and see the way that Jesus saw and think the way that Jesus thought, then Jesus will have brought about not only reconciliation between us and our Father in heaven, but also the sanctification and transformation of the world, all of which he died to make possible. My friends, today is different. Let's make sure that we are different too. As we venerate the cross at the end of the service, shortly, may our hearts be moved to change, to see things differently, to imitate Christ in word and in action. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend our spirits.